1970, Henry Marzette makes his final bid to control the streets of Detroit. He calls a meeting of top heroin dealers known as the West Side Seven. He proposes that they work together to purchase and distribute heroin without the Italian Mafia, who controlled a group known as the East Side 12, made up of mostly white, high-level dealers with black lieutenants. The alliance falls apart when certain dealers won't bow down to Marzette, kicking off the deadliest drug war in Detroit's history. During this time, Marzette was stricken with kidney disease, and on his deathbed, perhaps to make amends in some way for the destruction he had wrought on Detroit, he had his chief hitman, Moody, executed and put into the trunk of a car.